But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Our consideration of the work of the Holy Spirit in the salvation of sinners requires an investigation into the spiritual renewing which occurs in the person who comes to Christ through repentance and faith. By what means does the Holy Spirit change a person from spiritual death into spiritual life, from a child of wrath to a child of God, from a sinner to a saint? An understanding of His renewing in the heart of man will magnify the grace of God. First, the Holy Spirit enlightens the sinner, making him aware of spiritual need. We call that blessed ministry the conviction of sin. It is essential before any person will come to Christ. The Holy Spirit's ministry of conviction is clearly seen in the record of events which transpired at the first Christian Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. The disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and preached the Word of God to the multinational throng in Jerusalem in the native languages and dialects of every group there. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The demonstration of the presence of God with the declaration of the message of salvation made the people aware of their great spiritual need. It has always been so. Now Isaiah saw a vision of the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up. He cried out, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." His response to the revealed presence of God was appropriate. Jesus said the Holy Spirit is in the world to present proof and convince the world of its sin for refusal to believe, the insufficiency of its own righteousness, and the need for the imputed righteousness of God with the certainty of eternal judgment. Now that is the enlightening ministry of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, the Holy Spirit opens the heart of the sinner, making him capable of responding to God's call to salvation. The purpose of all witness of gospel truth to sinners is expressed in Acts 26:18, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The presentation of the good news about Jesus is necessary before a person can be saved. The psalmist wrote, "The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." The sinner is in a terrible condition of spiritual death. He cannot respond to God's invitation when he pleases. His response is dependent upon God's previous call. Lydia, for instance, became a believer only after the Lord had opened her heart in Acts 16:14. It is dreadfully dangerous, therefore, for a person to delay the response of faith when he is aware that God is calling him to Christ. He must respond while the call is given, or there can be no saving response. Third, the Holy Spirit renews the sinner, effecting in him the miracle of spiritual regeneration. The Bible uses many metaphors to describe that renewal. It is a birth, a resurrection, a new creation. It is evidently the work of God and not man. The renewal is spiritual in its nature. It is something that happens within the inner spirit of a person. The prophet Ezekiel likens it to receiving a new heart and a new spirit by the taking away of a stony heart and the giving of a soft and tender heart. The prophet Jeremiah gives God's explanation in these words, "I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people." The Apostle Paul declared it is like being created anew, old things passing away and all things becoming new. But every reference indicates the spiritual and supernatural nature of the change. The renewal is divine in its source. Jesus said it necessitated being born again, or born from above. The Apostle John described it as a birth not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It is nothing less than the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual renewal is God's deed. The renewal is accomplished through a divine agency. 1 Peter 1:23 reads, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever." Now that means the Holy Spirit uses means to effect spiritual renewal. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, so Romans 10:17 says. A messenger of God shares the gospel with a poor lost sinner, and the Spirit of God uses that spoken word to effect enlightenment, repentance, faith, and salvation. The renewal is performed upon the instance of faith. "For whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He that believeth on him is not condemned, for he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." The Bible says, "By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fourth, the Holy Spirit implants the divine nature, making the repenting believer a child of God. To be saved means so much more than to believe certain doctrines, accept a certain philosophy, live by a certain ethic, or join a certain organization. To be saved means to be united to God in Jesus Christ in such a way as to actually receive the divine nature of God and become His dear child. Now that is the miracle the Holy Spirit performs in the person who receives Jesus Christ as Savior. Through the exceeding great and precious promises of God, the believer actually receives the divine nature. Just as the physical birth to human parents causes one to have a human nature, so a spiritual birth to God causes one to have the divine nature. The divine nature which the believer receives is the Holy Spirit living within the human spirit, by which a person is actually joined to Jesus Christ as a member of His body, and the life of God is lived in the human frame. The seed, the very nature of God, remains within the believer forever. Fifth, the Holy Spirit reproduces the life of God in the believer. Eternal life is not something God gives the believer apart from Himself. It is nothing less than the Spirit of God living the life of God in the spirit of man. It is the life of eternity lived in the context of time, the life of God lived in the body of man. The Christian can honestly say, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." What a wonderful relationship. How tragic that many people think of forgiveness as a gift handed down from heaven to earth, which merely puts man on probation until eternal judgment determines whether he is worthy to be saved. Oh, not so. To be saved means more than just to be forgiven of past sins. It is forgiveness plus. It is forgiveness plus a personal relationship with God in which He lives His life in us day by day. Hear the promise of Jesus. "Ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you." The Apostle Paul wrote of Christ dwelling in the heart by faith, and of Christ in you, the hope of glory. So here is His blessed promise, as valid today as when it was first spoken. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me." The Holy Spirit of God is committed to your salvation. He enlightens you that you might understand spiritual things. He opens your heart that you might receive Jesus as Savior. He regenerates you by giving you eternal life, the very life of God, while you still live in the world. So do not resist His blessed ministry. Open your life by an act of your will and welcome Him to enter. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart.